Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We all have at least one of them in our lives. The people who say, I don't want anything for Christmas, or the people who already own every gadget on earth. So broadcaster Stephanie Preisner is here to help us navigate the hard to buy for people in our lives. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my God, yeah.
I'm told you're the perfect person to talk to about this because you are addicted to shopping.
I do. I have a problem, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And I try, like I listen to everyone talk about the impact that shopping has on the planet and how we should be minimalist. And I try, I'd love to be minimalist. But also when I see a delivery van coming into my estate and it doesn't come to me, I take that personally. I feel like I'm missing out. Like,
you're a bad millennial.
I know, I'm the worst. I've always been the worst.
So let's go through some of the types who are hard to buy for. So there's older people who say, I don't want any more stuff now, I'm actually getting rid of stuff at this hour of my life. What do we get then?
Okay, and fair enough, right? But I think everybody loves a gift if it's the right gift. But some people don't, like, you don't want stuff that's just going to sit and gather dust. But there are presents. So like somebody, if you could get that person a voucher for the supermarket that they always go to. So you're still like, pay, it's practical. Like,
yeah,
but it's,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
You don't want something that's going to... But I also got this thing that I bought because I have no need for it, but it's like a handle that you put into the lock on your car door. So do you know when you open your car door, on the right-hand side, there's like a little metal ring thing. Do you know that bit of the car? So you open your car door, there's a little bit of metal, right? There's a handle that fits into that so that older people can hoist themselves out of the car.
Yeah,
and it was like €13 and I think it's an amazing gift.
So I think what you're saying here is be a little bit thoughtful as well.
Yeah, like, well, you do. You have to be thoughtful. You have to listen throughout the year, but don't be like, well, you didn't want anything, so I didn't get you anything, because that's just rude.
Okay. What are some other good practical gifts? Because people, another thing people is like, oh, I got this stuff I don't want. I hate waste, you know.
Fair enough. But like, if you get something that you don't want, you can always either re-gift it or give it to a charity shop without opening it, because that's a really good way to process things. But there are practical gifts. So my favourite practical gift ever, now it's a bit expensive, right, is a robot vacuum. There is nobody who is not going to benefit from having a robot.
They work, yeah?
Oh my God, they're unbelievable. €150 to €200, you can pay much more, but ours is like that bracket. And it just goes around at night time, and I come down in the morning and there are no crumbs, and there's no evidence of toddlers. It's amazing.
No way.
And it mops too.
Creepy price. Mops as well.
Yeah, it mops as well. So that's great. A digital photo frame is also a really good. So you can get these online. There's different prices. Like some of the larger stores, the Amazons and stuff, will have cheaper non-branded ones, but there is one called Skylight. And this is a digital photo frame that you can give to a grandparent or an aunt. They plug it in their house. You have an app and you can send photos to their photo frame, no matter where in the world they are.
So you're forcing them to have pictures of you and your kids in their house.
Which is fine, but they might be texting you all the time looking for photos, and this is just a way to keep them off your WhatsApp.
Okay.
So then there's also like cheaper, a sturdy, reliable, functional umbrella. I don't know how many times I've walked past bins in the city centre and there's some sort of an alien looking umbrella yoke sticking out of it because it fell to pieces in the wind. A good umbrella is a great present. A coffee subscription. There are also coffee subscriptions where you can pay for someone to get a new bundle of coffee every month. Ground or unground beans, you know, some people are like really into their coffee, or vouchers for a local coffee shop.
Yeah, which is a great idea. People can like experiences as well instead of stuff.
Yeah, I don't really relate to those people, but I think, do you know what is great? There's a new website called hotelandsparesorts.com, and you can buy, it's an Irish company, and you can buy a gift voucher and give it to someone and they can pick any spa that they want to go to for, you know, treatments or whatever. And they have a really wide range of some of the top hotels that you'd know in Ireland. So that's a really good idea.
Okay.
But also, if you want to do something cheaply, I thought it would be a really nice idea to buy a calendar, like just go into a shop, buy a calendar or print one off online. And then say you want to say to your friend, OK, for Christmas, I'm giving you my time. So every Saturday, we're going to go for a sea swim in the morning. And then just mark on the calendar, like every Saturday, sea swim, sea swim, sea swim. And then give that to someone. And I think that's a really nice gift of like commitment.
What about the person who likes a bit of luxury? So you can't really compete like with all the stuff they have.
Yeah, but you want to, and you want to buy them luxury as well.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of really lovely Irish brands. There's one called Flaunta, which is a new Irish handbag brand. I have one. I got one last year for Christmas, and anytime I wear it, I get compliments on it. That's Flaunta. Mid-price, like the same as you'd be paying for your kind of like Marc Jacobs and Brown Thomas, but really beautiful vegan leather. You could also buy art. Loads of Irish artists are amazing. I have a personal penchant for Ciara O'Neill, but there are loads of Irish artists. You could get someone a little piece of art if you know their taste. There is also Kashmir, like you could go, if you don't want to spend too much money, but you want to go the luxury, you could buy something like Kashmir socks or a Kashmir hot water bottle cover. Sinead Keary, the label, who is my cousin, but she is also in her own right.
There'll be an investigation.
She's also great. So she's been mentioned on a couple of the gift guides. And then there are things like, people are kind of done with giving wine, I think. So what's tending to be really popular now is giving a really, if you're going to someone's house, you know, and you know that they like luxury things, buying a really nice bottle of extra virgin olive oil. You can get them sometimes in your local coffee shop. They might have a little wall with shelves where they're selling stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a nice bottle of olive oil is often a really good way to go if you don't want to do the wine.
The gift that keeps on giving for oil. Any other foodie gifts for?
Yeah, you could do, really popular at the moment are those hex clad pots. So they're not like Teflon. It's like a non-stick pan. They're pretty expensive, but you could just buy one pan and then someone could start their collection. Ballymaloe Cookery School voucher is always a good one. Then there's kind of smaller items, but there's a thing online, if you have a Google, it's called the Sizzle Mate. It's a barbecue cleaner and it's meant to be really, really highly rated for cleaning a barbecue. You put like little water into it. It has a scraper and a brush and it's all there in one.
Okay.
It's meant to be a really good thing.
Okay, so half the households in Ireland are now getting a robot Hoover and absolutely an automatic barbecue
And the Sizzle Mate
cleaner.
Barbecue cleaner.
Okay. So the gadget lover, and the problem with them is they already have all the gadgets and they have the latest ones and the upgrades.
Yeah, and you don't even want to like mess with them because they'll tell you that you bought the wrong, you know, like operating system or something. But there are things like a bedside charger that charges all the gadgets at once. So there's like a little charger where you put your phone, your watch, your ear pods, and it's all in one, so you don't have to be messing around with cables, which can be great.
Yeah.
Smart glasses. If you know someone who wears glasses, I have a friend, he's a doctor and he has smart glasses, and you can see sometimes it's like an apparition has appeared in front of him because he all of a sudden is like looking up to the top right hand corner above my head, but it's because a text message has come into his glasses and he's reading it. Do you remember at the start when people had smart watches and all of a sudden they'd be looking at their watch and you thought you were holding them up? Well, now you can get glasses where, and you don't have to wear glasses, you can get clear prescription, but your text will come into your glasses. And
I'm not sure about this. Is this really going to take off?
They are expensive. Okay. They're about like 600 quid. A cheaper thing that's kind of a nice little gadget is a digital telescope. So it like comes to you through a telescope, you can point it at the stars, and then on your phone you can see what's through the telescope, and it's augmented, so it'll tell like the name, they'll all be named and stuff. That's might be a nice thing.
Sounds nice. Anything for the book lover who already has every book?
Yes. So one that actually one that I saw today, I was just going to say a book subscription service because I think that's an amazing gift. A new bestseller will come, you can pick like crime, romance, fiction, whatever, and then every month they will get that book. But also Don Conroy, for any of us millennials who remember the 90s, has a new book out and it's really beautiful as like just a coffee table book, but also if you look it's kind of like, you know, how to draw an owl and nature stuff. It's really, really beautiful. I think a gift for any book lover.
Okay. So what about, so people's wives often just say, look, I'll just get the present, like, and you just put money into my account or offer thing. Anything that people could actually surprise their wives with that their wives are not going to go, oh my God, what's
I said this on Instagram last night because I think a robot vacuum is an amazing gift, but apparently that's quite offensive to get your wife a vacuum. So I don't think there's a single wife out there who wouldn't be happy with a voucher for the hair salon that she attends, because our hair is expensive. Over €100. So getting someone, it means I know where you get your hair done and I know that this is important to you. Here is a voucher for your hair salon and I haven't risked anything else. A voucher for a massage, that digital photo frame, a flower subscription service. Just do not show up empty handed. Like literally anything they've mentioned in the last 12 months is better than nothing.
Okay. What about the husband then who just says he wants nothing or won't commit to, you know, naming a present?
Yeah, I mean, if you genuinely know him, and like my husband is a very simple man of simple pleasures, and I tend to get him things that I know he will probably get for himself in the next few months, plus the shirts and the jeans and whatever. he's getting a lawnmower this year. There are lots of different types of lawnmowers. There are also robot lawnmowers. Yeah, well, I just...
it's a bit gendered as well.
Well, it'll stop me being like, so I can cut the grass.
That's like giving a woman a Hoover.
I know, but I don't mind that. I would love to get a Hoover for Christmas. Okay, but people say, yeah, it is a bit gendered. There's also another gender thing that I saw that was really funny. Do you know Thor has this massive hammer? Like, it's like a mallet.
Well, Thor the god, like. This
Thor
is not
the
a
god.
Brand, yeah.
No, no, okay. No, Thor the god. He has this mallet. Well, you can get one of those and it opens into a toolkit. Now, they wouldn't be like high-end tools. It's for the handyman who's not actually that handy.
Okay.
But that's kind of a funny gift, I think. But also quite gendered.
Picky teenager?
Yes, picky teenager. I think an LED floor light for the colour of their room. So you'll notice that kids watching TikTok or watching social media or YouTube, any of those influencers, they have like strip lights. Their bedrooms will look like they're in the future. And you can get floor lamps for very, very affordable online in stores. And they can change the colour of it to kind of a mood lighting. And I think it's a really, it's a useful gift. You're not going to offend them. And it's something that I think they'll really appreciate once it's all set up.
They're a little bit of magic, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and look, failing everything, you can never go wrong with a gift voucher, really. Sure, you can't.
No, and some people think it's impersonal.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, I know that you have your own taste and I'm not going to like force upon you my idea. Like, if I get a gift that doesn't come with a gift receipt, I'm going to assume it's a re-gift. I'm going to assume that this was not chosen for me, because if it was, you'd give me a gift receipt with it so I could change it if I need to.
There's the most important lesson today of a very informative conversation. Stephanie Preisner, thank you so much. That went way better than I thought it would. All right, take a break.